Terradome. I'm Jerry Terrifying. You're listening to the Mama. Tonight I'm going to be hosting the show solo, and I'll explain why in a moment. Lots of video game news to go over this week. I suffered through yet another birthday earlier this week, and I'll tell you a little bit about what I picked up. Welcome to the show. Today is Saturday, January 28th, 2012. I am your host, Jerry Terrifying, for the next, I don't know, little bit of time. So the reason why I'm hosting this show solo is the week before last, my laptop started getting like totally sweet, random blue screens of death. So I reinstalled Windows because of some missing files or some shit, right? So day before yesterday, I was on having a Skype call with the newest member of the site. And then I got a phone call, so I muted the microphone, and boom, blue screen of death. And I haven't done anything. I reinstalled Skype because I think it was Skype that was having the error. And this laptop's been running fine again for the past few days, but I'm really not trying to push it. So, I've been staying off of it in case it was an overheating issue. So I'm just crossing my fingers, hoping we get through this episode. There's not a lot of people in the chat room tonight. It's just Darth Dallas. And, Sean was in here a moment ago, and he may or may not be back. But, man, that just tells you how much I need to make some videos on the YouTube account promoting that, the show is on Saturday nights now, and... You know, when I made the switch, the regular crowd, they made it out, and that was awesome. You know, I was glad that I didn't have to bend over backwards too far to keep the regulars coming in, but the reason I moved to Saturday night was to try to get a bigger crowd, so I need to promote that shit. Also need to start trying to get myself on other podcasts and promoting and, you know, being social and doing that whole thing. New on the website this week, there's a PTV episode from Retro Kaiser, Far East of Eden. Check that out. Dan joins us once again with another review, this time Kyo Flying Squadron. Kaiser spotted a Bomberman cameo in an anime he was watching, and he posted that on the website so that I could see it, and I appreciated that, and everyone should check it out, because it's kind of a funny little cameo. Kaiser continues his gameplay series with Union. I don't know how the hell you're supposed to pronounce YGGDRA. I'd say Ygdra, but fuck, you know? I don't know. And the newest member of the website, AJ, let's all welcome him on board. He posted his first episode of My Life with Sega. It's a video about a little game called Technocop. Check it out. He does very good videos. I happened to see him posting on the GameFAQs. It could have been the Saturn board. I hang out there a lot. Or the Genesis board. Maybe there was a post on the 32X board, because a lot of these videos are about the 32X. It was one of the Sega boards. And so I had pretty much been there since day one, and one of his earliest subscribers, within the first 10, I think. And after he put up a couple of videos, I offered him the chance to offered him the chance. I asked if he'd like to post shit on Mondo Cool and be a part of Team Mondo Cool, and he accepted. And we finally got a hold of each other on Skype, man. We've been, trying to do this for a month, and then I told him how to post shit. And that's when I had that random fucking blue screen. So, that was shitty. But, welcome him to the site. He's got a different tone for his videos. They're enjoyable. I like them. Now, this is my little solo segment of the show, but tonight the whole show is going to be solo. The last movie I got on Netflix, the DVD, mail to your house service thing. Transformers 3, and I did not add it to the queue, and I probably wouldn't have based on how disappointed I was with Transformers 2. Really enjoyed Transformers 1. That came out at a time when I was on this huge Transformers kick. Back when I first started following, the upcoming Transformers live action motion picture. I had just bought the entire G1 series from China on DVD for $45. I, bought all of Beast Wars because I really liked Beast Wars when I was growing up. That was a really good cartoon. And, yeah, so Transformers 3 Dark Side of the Moon, I think it was a lot better than Transformers 2. There's a little more characterization with some of the Autobots and Decepticons. You get to see Starscream actually have some fucking lines and act a little Starscreamy. One of my favorite parts of the original series is when Megatron transitions into Galvatron. He gets blasted into the depths of space and is like at the bottom of a volcano for a year, and he just goes fucking crazy. And you get to see Megatron, man. He's a little crazy in this movie, and I thought it was cool. And Starscream is Starscreamy. Leonard Nimoy voices, oh jeez, I can't remember his the character's name, but he was the predecessor of Optimus Prime and crash landed on the moon. And I mean, there's some flaws with this movie that easily could have been fixed. The thing that really stood out of the first movie is how funny Sam Witwicky's parents were, and then in 2 and 3 they tried to force that, and it didn't feel as natural, and it wasn't as funny, and they just, try to use them as like fucking comedians, and they're really not. So some of that falls a little flat. And overall, though, I enjoyed Transformers 3. For a big dumb popcorn movie, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I'm probably gonna watch it again before that DVD gets sent back. But that did, I was looking up the character that Leonard Nimoy voiced, which, oh, it's killing me, because this is a cool character, and there's some shit that goes on between Optimus Prime and this dude, whose name is totally fucking escaping me. Anyway, I dusted off my, literally dusted off my Beast Wars DVDs, and I watched a couple of episodes, like the one where Starscream possesses Waspinator. That's one of the best episodes of the series. And then I'm watching through the last season, which is where the Maximals are taking up residence in the Ark, protecting Optimus Prime and all the Autobots because of time travel. And holy shit, Beast Wars was taking place on Earth 4 million years ago while the Ark was just sort of crashed inside a mountain and shit. So, very cool stuff. If you've never seen Beast Wars, the DVDs are out there. They're out of print and have been for a while, but I don't imagine them being too expensive. Beast Wars is probably the best Transformers series, period. It's a sequel series to Generation 1, except for it has a consistent plot and develops characters, whereas Generation 1 Transformers is not even a thinly veiled, 22-minute commercial for toys. They make no attempts at hiding the fact that they're just trying to sell you action figures. I've been watching a little bit of Beast Wars again, and I'm enjoying it. It's a really good show. The computer animation is definitely dated, but it's still really enjoyable. As I mentioned earlier in the intro to the show, my birthday was earlier this week, back on Tuesday, and the only thing I got was a $50 PSN card, which is pretty fucking sweet, 'cause I picked up a couple of things that I'd really wanted or been wanting for a while, and I picked up Trine because I was really impressed with Trine 2, which I got for review. And going back and playing the first one, I really wish I played the first one first. And, because it feels like 2 did a little more polishing and streamlining. But just with the way it controls and feels like there's just a touch of polish that's been added to it. With the first one, there's a lot of items, there's a shitload more achievements. But there's items and the way health works. When you get to a checkpoint, it doesn't completely refill your health. It just gives you a little bit of health. So it seems like it's going to be a little more of a challenging game. And just looking at all the items you can pick up and leveling up and stuff, looks like it might actually be a longer game. So maybe I will get a little more out of it because of its length and a little more complexity. So I'm really looking forward to it. I've only played a couple of levels and the same, it's still a good looking game and it sounds great and it plays pretty fucking good too. So I'm really looking forward to going through that because I just really loved Trine 2, and I had always wanted to play Trine since the freaking demo came out however many years ago. So that was one of the things I got with that $50 PSN card. The other thing that I wanted was Sonic CD. And I played through it, got the bad ending naturally, because, I never grew up with Sega games, so I mean, you'd be surprised at how long it took me to catch on to what the hell a Chaos Emerald is and what they're used for. It really took me a long time to figure that one out. So, there are time stones, and you have to go to the past and destroy certain things to get the good future, and you gotta do that in each of the zones to get the good ending. So I just, did a straight playthrough and made a couple of good futures here and there. Unlocked Tails, which is exclusive to the PSN and XBLA versions of the game. Possibly that is also on the iOS version, if you care. I don't know one way or the other about that, however. But Sonic CD is a good game. I've played it on my Sega CD, so I knew what I was in for. But I've wanted this. It's $5, man. I just fucking wanted it. So that's the other thing I got. And then I was just sort of, and playing through as Tails is kind of fun because he can fly, so it kind of breaks the game, but in a fun way, and a wow, it's a lot easier to just explore and dick around and the first time I time traveled with Tails, I did it while flying, and I was like, fuck yeah, roads where I'm going, I don't need roads. Because half the time when I'm time traveling with Sonic, I don't have enough room to get up to speed and fucking do the time warp again. So, that was kind of cool to do that with Tails. And the other thing I picked up. See, oh yeah, and when I picked up Trine, it was $10 again, so I totally missed the $5, so it really irks my shit. So I've got $29 left on the old PSN account. I've been eyeballing a few things, but I haven't made any decisions yet. But the last thing I picked up was Klonoa, which was released at the end of this last December, so it's still a fairly recent game. And my level of experience and knowledge with Klonoa is shit, a year ago maybe, when I was looking through the Meijer $20 rack of video games, there was a copy of Klonoa for the Wii, and I almost bought it, but it's like, eh, I don't know. I don't have any experience with this, which is a remake of the PS1 original. So it's like, eh, screw it, man. $6, I'm gonna pick up Klonoa. And I've been having a lot of fun playing through that on my PSP. I can't stress enough how cool and fun it is that the PSP and the PS3 can play some of the same software. So, like the minis that I can play on both machines, I do. I played on the PS3 and on the PSP. This game, I've been mostly playing on the PSP, but I'm probably, hopefully, gonna do a review of it eventually, and that will require me to play it on the PS3. So it's cool that I have that versatility, and I always mention that in my reviews because I think it's fucking sweet. I think it's fucking sweet that when I get a PlayStation Vita someday in the future, that I'll be able to play it on that piece of hardware as well. What sucks is you're allowed to have two handheld devices tied to your PSN account, and it counts the PSP and the Vita the same. So I do have two PSPs, and I do use that account on both of them. So I'll have to deactivate the one on my Model 1000 PSP, which, shit, honestly, I've been meaning to put custom firmware on that thing for the longest. So, whatever, not that big of a deal, but still kind of shitty that there's limitations like that. I spend over $100 on my fucking toy. I want it to fucking work, But Klonoa, very colorful, very cutesy, the sound. The little voices of your little animal peoples. Very, very cutesy. So if you have a problem with cutesy, this is not the game for you. But if you're fine with cutesy, I've really been enjoying Klonoa. I may have to, someday when I get the funds, try to get that Wii version and see how it stacks up to the original. 'Cause I've really been enjoying it. And PS1 games look really fucking good on the PSP. I don't know if I don't know. Checking the chat room, Darth Talus was chiming in about Transformers 3 is better than 2, and oh man, Transformers 2 just really pissed me off. I went and saw that day one in the theaters, and that also happened to be, it might have been the second day it was out, but is either the day it came out or the day after, 'cause I went and I saw Transformers day one in the theaters. Fucking loved it. Me and my friend walked up to the theater. It was a goddamn adventure. Brilliant fucking movie. Loved it. Transformers 2, me and my girlfriend went, and it was just big fucking turd. And then we get out, and then we find out Michael Jackson was dead. That was a bummer. Yes, Sentinel Prime. See, I should have been checking the chat room the whole time. Thank you, Darth Talus. Sentinel Prime. Great character. I think the robot design looks really fucking cool. I think his vehicle mode looks really excellent. And great character. I think Beast Wars is better than the original Transformers. Just throwing that out there. I think it's the best. and how would you be able to play that on the iOS Sonic CD? Definitely, Sonic is an easy game to port to the iOS because you just need a D-pad and one button. So I've actually got Sonic the Hedgehog 4 on the iOS, and it works pretty well until you get into the later stages and you need precision controls for the D-pads. That's kind of so anyway, those are the things I got on PSN for my birthday. Picked up Sonic CD, Trine. Those were the first two things. Those were the two things I wanted. I did not know Trine got bumped back to its $10 price, which still worth it because I really wanted it. And then I got Klonoa, so I've got $29 left, and I've been looking, and I've only pretty much been looking at what's for sale on the PS1 Classics. But nothing's really been catching my eye. You know, the only thing that's been catching my eye has been a bunch of PS1 RPGs. And, I'm hesitant to jump in and spend $6 on an RPG I may or may not like. But I've been looking at Wild Arms and, Suikoden and Vagrant Story, and I've just been looking at them like, man, I could just buy the shit out of these. But I don't want to. I'm going to hold on to my 29 bones in the PSN store until the right thing comes along. 'Cause, you know, something else will come out eventually that I'll just have to have. So I'm going to hang on to those. Now, the last thing I have to talk about, Gotham City Impostors Beta. I put in like one round, like one match, and it's a pretty fun game. Now, I have very limited experience. I'm not a big first-person gamer, but it kind of reminds me of Counter-Strike, where you've just got the two teams, you got short little time limit, and you just have infinite fucking matches, and you earn money, you unlock things, and custom design your character. So you got the two teams are some dudes that emulate and idolize the Joker, and then you got some dudes that wish they were Batman, and they have their different skill sets, and you just go and you fight each other in your little fucking teams. And well, this is like kind of a base defense thing, and you had to capture bases, and that was the mode I played. I think there was another game type, and I didn't look at it. But, you know, it was enjoyable. I wouldn't pay money for this. Like, I'm not going to be buying this. So, if you're interested, get in there, check out the beta, see what you think. Maybe you'll be impressed with it. To me, that's not enough game. Like, I was just really disappointed with Counter-Strike the first time I played. It's like, this is it? This is the whole game? It's like, okay, that was fun once, but this is the game, that's it, really? I had that feeling with Left 4 Dead as well, where it's like, oh, that's the single player? I beat that shit in like an hour. So now it's just the online mode forever. Why were people so excited about this? Like, see, to me, the online play in those games is a nice extra to, you know, a fucking 10, 15, 20 hour main game. It's a nice diversion to help you get a little indefinite playability out of a product, but it's not the main course. It's not the reason I show up. And so I don't know. I don't know. And that's me. Darth Talus is using his psychic mind waves to get people to show up to the live show, which good on you, Darth Talus. Yeah, I don't know. Check out Gotham City Impostors, it's a beta. I also downloaded a demo for an EA game. And it tried to connect to EA servers, and it kicked my fucking, like, everything on my network offline. And the last time I was playing an EA game that tried to connect to its servers, the exact same thing happened. So I got pissed, and I was like, fuck you, I'm not trying your demo. If your stupid fucking demo needs to connect to your network, and it's gonna kick me offline, I'm not even gonna fuck with trying to resolve this issue. Fuck you and fuck your demo. Nope. So that's pretty much all the gaming crap that's been going on that I had to talk about. If there's anything on the PSN that you think I should really check out, let me know. Shoot me an email, mundacoolmedia@gmail.com. I'm not seeing anything that I just have to have. There's a couple of things I'm interested in, but nothing that I just have to have. I'm going to kick it over to the Police Nuts End theme. When I come back, I'm going to go through the news and yeah, so let's kick it over to that. Like, I heard some crazy shit. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I think I just heard. Jesus, I might be flipping out or having a psychotic breakdown. Sean is in the chat room, and he brought up that he just finished watching Farscape, which is one hell of a show. Oh, that is bad news. Yeah, Farscape, great show. It's on Netflix right now. Power through that shit. Watch it. But the series ended on a real nasty cliffhanger. Like, they just, they set it up, man, and you need to know what's gonna happen. But, you know, Sci-Fi Channel came through and gave us a movie to conclude it, like, a year or two after the series had ended. Now, what really pisses me off is they stopped making fucking Farscape because of Stargate, and they wanted to pump a little more funds into fucking Stargate, which is one of the shittiest shows I've ever seen. I've never liked that show. The movie was fucking sweet, but all the TV shows were just garbage. And Farscape was definitely the best show the Sci-Fi Channel had. The best sci-fi original. And but, you know, whatever. So check that out on Netflix. I've talked about it before, and I, you know, a couple months ago went through all of Farscape and enjoyed it all over again. And yeah. So anyway, this is the news. Darth Talus, when he first came into the chat room, shared a little bit of news about the Vita, which escaped my attention because this was apparently only on Kotaku.com.au. And the Vita shares DLC across all accounts on the unit, which is pretty fucking sweet. Some Australian gamer used to live in Hong Kong, so he's got his Hong Kong PSN and he's got his Australian PSN. And the DLC works across all accounts. So, that's pretty sweet. This is some really sad and embarrassing news for Minecraft. The N-word shows up in Minecraft. If you set your language to Afrikaans, which is a language spoken in Namibia in South Africa, it says you are a... Yeah. So, this is what happens when you outsource to just random people that, you know, a community-based project. So, for the translations, I guess Notch just, you know, let people do whatever. Now, what's really sad about this, like, okay, it's out of his hands. That's not something, you know... It's easy to miss because you got so many different languages and so many people helping you out with these languages. It's real easy to miss until it blows up all over the internet. It's not going to be fixed until the next update. So however long that takes, people are going to be called that if they are setting their language to Afrikaans. that sucks. Poor Minecraft. I saw a trailer for Mass Effect 3's multiplayer, and it looks really cool. I'm looking forward to Mass Effect 3. Like I said, you know, before I kicked it over to the music, the multiplayer and the online shit is... It's a good extra feature. It's a good, you know, little tidbit to go along with the main game. So I'm sure Mass Effect 3's main campaign is going to be a wonderful experience, but I'm also looking forward to try out this multiplayer. There's a trailer for it. There'll be a link in the show notes. There's an old school dungeon crawler, which probably should have added the name to my show notes because I don't remember it right now. But it's an old school dungeon crawler, and it just added arrow click navigation, so that you can click up, down, left, right to navigate through these dungeons and this dungeon crawler. And the reason they're doing this is a disabled gamer had posted on their forum asking for it, and then once he elaborated as to why he wanted this feature, they're like, oh shit, if that's the case, yeah, no problem. So they just added that in there. There's a nice little story where they talk about the wonderful world of indie gaming, where they don't have to get it approved by, you know, the giant corporate ladder and, you know, have it go across some executive's, you know, desks and have it okayed. And it's like, oh, okay, this is an easy thing to add. And, you know, if it's going to help disabled people play the game, absolutely, by all means, we will add that for you. So that's a nice little story. You know, link in the show notes if you want to hear what the fucking name of this game's called, because I really should have put the name instead of just old school dungeon crawler. I've talked about it before when it was first announced, but it'll be coming to the PC, Mac, and iOS eventually. Here's a doofy little video that I saw. A man making a world record, which is very important news. This man plays 13 different consoles in a minute. And he beat... Now, this is why I put it on the show notes, because he beats Jimmy Fallon's... Jimmy Fallon's important world record. That's how I phrase it in the notes. So, this guy was at an anime convention... OhioCon, some anime convention in Ohio, and he had 13 different consoles set up, and notable amongst the games were, crap, I totally forgot, man, I need to put more details in my show notes, but there's 13 different games, and he, you know, like, pulls off a Hadouken in Street Fighter 4, and then moves to the next one and does a thing, and, oh, Revolution X for the Sega Saturn. That was one of the first Sega Saturn games I ever played. And that's why, also why it caught my eye. Because who the fuck has ever played that shitty game, and who's ever played it on the fucking Saturn? Just me and this guy, apparently. And the guy that was shtupping my aunt back in, like, 1995. Because it was my aunt's boyfriend, Stan, I want to say, who had the Sega Saturn. And apparently loved fucking Aerosmith or whoever's in Revolution X. yeah, so this guy has a very important world record for the history books of video gaming lore and culture. And it's very important to see this man pick up 13 different controllers in a minute. Two Canadian children, a couple of little high school jerks... Now, they probably saw the exact same video that I saw where some assholes put a camera and they set it to a time-lapse photography, right? And they put that and a GPS tracker and a little thing, and then they launched it by weather balloon to get some near-space photography. Like, it's high enough for you to see the curvature of the Earth. And looks pretty spacey, but I don't think it's technically space. Well, these kids, they did the same thing, but they set up their camera, and standing in front of it was a little Lego man holding a Canadian flag. So you see him flying like 12 miles up into the sky, into the, you know, highest parts of the atmosphere, and you see him flying down with the parachutes. It's really cool. I've got a link to the news story where you can see the video of these two Toronto teens. Because apparently this news website loves to alliterate. And you can check out this Lego man's, this minifig's journey into low space or near space or whatever that is technically. That seems like a really cool project. And to be able to do something really cool like that when you're a little dipshit kid, you know. Good for them. That's... a lot better than getting high and screaming out racial slurs on Xbox Live. so, good for them for doing something cool with their time and having a video of, you know, what looks like fucking space with their little Lego man visiting. Now, the only reason I put this video on the show notes, there is... It's a video for Street Fighter X Tekken. I don't know how people are saying that. I would say Street Fighter versus Tekken, but that's not what X stands for. So, whatever. But it's got a Mecha Pac-Man. So you got, you know, Pac-Man with his arms and legs and red boots, you know. That version of Pac-Man. And he pilots a little robot suit for the fighting. And, but then you got Mega Man. And this is shitty box art Mega Man. You know, like the fat, middle-aged, holding a space pistol Mega Man. It's like, oh shit, that's kind of interesting. I want this game just to play as that character, that fucking Mega Man. And so the link to the video will be in the show notes. And yeah, man. And I almost have the commercial song. In the chat room, Sean, or the Gaming Beast, brings up the movie Soldier with Kurt Russell, which I saw on Netflix, and may or may not be in my queue. And, yeah, dude, I saw it in the theaters, too. Weird. I think I went with my parents. I think I was still young enough to go and do that. I might have to watch, freaking Soldier starring Kurt Russell again. That's when he was starting to get old. It's so sad that we're still riding off the, action heroes of the freaking 80s. Anyway, trying to keep up with the chat room, see if there's anything cool, because I need something to fill out some fucking time, man. This is going to be a short episode. After this, I'm probably going to go back to fucking bed. I didn't want to risk recording the news with Shintai before the show went live because of those laptop errors I was talking about earlier, so I just wanted to hop on, do the show, get it over with, and then see what happens with the old Lappy during the rest of the week. Anyway, continuing on with some news. The Nintendo Network has been announced. The upcoming Wii U is going to have an honest-to-goodness online service. They're finally catching up to, like, 2002 Xbox. you know, so far, the Sega Saturn Netlink has been out doing all of Nintendo's online efforts. Awesome for Sega, shitty for Nintendo. So they announced the Nintendo Network, where you will be able to buy things and get DLC and purchase games. Now, from what I was reading in the comments section over at Kotaku.com, the Wii is going to come with 8 gigabytes of internal flash memory, and which will be expandable with SD cards, which, you know, you can get a 32 gigabyte high capacity fucking SD card for pretty decent prices. So, you know, you just get one, if it fills up, fuck it, it's not that much to just get another one and swap shit out, you know. Kind of a pain, but, you know, it's Nintendo. They don't really know what the hell they're doing. And but there's another news story, and I forget what it's called, but the way you can make in-game transactions, I believe they're building it into the controller, where you can just, like, it scans your... I don't know. I should have put the link in the fucking show notes. Because it's more complicated than I can explain off memory. But basically, in Asian countries, and, like, fucking Korea's had this for years, where they'll have their bank accounts tied to their cell phone, and their cell phone can communicate with, you know, cash registers, vending machines, and all that shit, and that's how they pay for things. And, you know, we don't really have that shit in America. You know, it sounds like some futuristic space shit, but, like, they've been doing it in Korea for fucking ever. And I forget what it's called, but the Wii U is going to have that. I don't know if it's going to be in every, you know, region, because it's not even in America enough for it to be, you know, useful. Kind of cool, I suppose. I hear the next iPhone's gonna have that functionality. I wish I put that shit in the show notes so I know what the fuck it's called. Yeah, so whatever. Run a few network. Yeah, Nintendo must have read Networking for Dummies. And look at the creative name they came up with it, Nintendo Network. That doesn't sound shit like PlayStation Network. But where are the fucking fanboys to rip that stupid shit apart? Hey, Nintendo, everything they do is fucking original. Whatevs. So, I don't know. Good for Nintendo. They're gonna have a network. I'm excited about the Wii U. Kind of. I'm excited to see what it does. I'm not excited to get one. I don't want to buy any new fucking hardware. I'm too goddamn broke. Just don't give a shit. Resident Evil Revelations has a typo in the spine, and looking at my show notes here, I misspelled Revelations as well. Derp. Yeah, so some people that got Resident Evil Revelations, there's a typo on the spine. Revelations is spelled wrong. It's like Revelations, and Capcom will be replacing that if you really give a shit. Hopefully, a lot of people do replace it so that the people that don't get it replaced have something rare in their collection. All subsequent pressings of the game are going to have it spelled correctly, but this is the second time in 4 years that Capcom has had a spelling error on a Nintendo product. Come on, guys. Where's your quality assurance? No one fucking. Come on, man. Don't put the guy with dyslexia on the label making project. Would be my fucking thing. Here's some really important news, man. This is the only time I fire up Pokemon Black and White is when I see shit like this. February 12th, Mewtwo is coming to Pokemon Black and White via the Nintendo Wi-Fi connection download. Mewtwo is one of my favorite Pokemons. Ever since playing Pokemon Red way back when, and they hype him up so much, man. They're like, oh, this ultimate monster, and he destroyed this and that, and you like find all these clues hidden throughout the world, just leading up to Mewtwo and how much of a badass he is. Then you get to that cave, and then you get him, and he's like fucking tough as shit. You got to use your Master Ball, so like, fuck fighting this guy. I'm just using my Master Ball, and back when the Master Ball was like, this is what you use the Master Ball for. Now you gotta like save it and pick and choose which Pocketo monster that you want to, use your Master Ball on. So Mewtwo coming February 12th. Now I believe there's a way you can get your other Pokemons from the other DS games, from Diamond, Pearl, Platinum, Soul Silver and Heart Gold. I believe there's a way you can get your Pokemons from that game onto Black and White. I'm not going to do that. I've spent so much time working on my Pokemon Diamond Pokedex, working back and forth between Diamond and Soul Silver that I really don't want to move the Pokemon to the Black and White because I can't move them back. So, all the Game Boy Advance Pokemons, it's the same thing. Where once you move them to the DS games, they're there. But I bought the Game Boy Advance games just to play through it, get those Pokemons, and send them into the DS generation games. So it's cool that Mewtwo is coming. I've already got a shitload of Mewtwos on my other DS games, so I could have put them into the Black and White already. But I always like when the downloadable Pokemons come out. I always get them. So I got two of the Fire Psychic Pokemons because. Fucking Wi-Fi events, man. Worst case scenario, I have to drive up to GameStop and swap a couple of cards and get some free Pokemons, but fucking Pokemons, man. Get your Mewtwos February 12th. Hopefully I remember come freaking Valentine's Day. Hopefully I remember when I'm, weeping and lonely on Valentine's Day. I remember to get the fucking Mewtwo. Here's a little bit of a rumor. It's got the rumor flag. This is not a confirmed fact. This is a rumor. New Xbox, you know, the 720, the next box, whatever code name they do decide to use. This is a rumor, and is posted on Kotaku from quote-unquote, you know, reputable sources. The next machine will use Blu-ray, which, that's kind of a well-no-shit moment. That is moving forward, that's the optical media to be using. It will ship with Kinect 2, that's going to be an out-of-the-box-for-every-unit thing. And here's the kicker. May not support used games. Let that sink in. This console, on the console level, may decide for you that, nah, used games, not for you, buddy. Buy new. Which would be great, and developers would really love that, but no one else will. The fucking consumers you're trying to sell this shitbox to, probably not going to like that. I would imagine that each game would have, this, there's no mention of how they would implement this. There's no mention of how they would control this. But my guess is, your Xbox Live account, you would have to, your game would come with a registration card, you know, a serial number that you enter and is good for one use, or maybe it'll be on, printed, you know, maybe each game disc will have a unique ID or something printed on the game that it ties to your account. Something, some sort of dick baggery that is a shitty rumor. I hope that is not true. Hopefully Microsoft is not that fucking retarded to implement a feature like that. Or, at the very least, when it fails miserably and blows up in their stupid fucking faces, they remove it with a firmware update. That is really tragic and sad if that's true, that they're trying to curb used game sales by actually restricting it on the console itself. That is really fucking bad. That is a sad case. The idiot on Kotaku that wrote this fucking article was talking about why it might be a great idea. And, yeah, get the fuck out of here. There's no good to be said about it. Well, then they wouldn't have to do online passes. You know, so just a bigger dick in the ass is better than the already obtrusive dick in the ass. That's stupid. That's a fucking dumb fucking thing I just said. And yeah, you can check that article in the links, see what, you know, the people are saying, but if that's the case, will not be owning that console. Just gonna have to sit that one out. Wii U will be on store shelves by year's end. They're aiming to be selling these things to you by Christmas 2012, and you know, just in time for the Mayan calendar to end and kill us all. You will have those under the Christmas tree when we all die in our apocalyptic Mayan hellfire. There really hasn't been that much. I don't know, man. That feels like it's too early. It feels like there wasn't enough time in between when it was announced, and it just, yeah, I don't know. So I don't know. Yeah, okay, people are talking about Xbox not supporting used games. Okay, good. I don't think there's been enough hype cycle for the Wii U. It came out, everybody made fun of it 'cause it sounds stupid. That hilarious Kung Pao Enter the Fist joke where that chick runs around going, wee 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 wee. You know, they had that shit. There's another rumor I saw on Kotaku that was talking about they're probably going to change the name of the Wii U. That this was, you know, its Project Dolphin Revolution sort of code name. Because could you imagine asking your grandma for a Wii U? and having to explain the difference between a Wii and a Wii U, and having to say Wii U to an adult, and having them not laugh in your fucking face for making stupid sounds. So hopefully they're going to be changing the name of it, but it just doesn't feel like there's been enough hype cycle time, and at all, man. Because the PlayStation 3 and the Wii, that was an exciting time, and that was the first time I really got into a console launch. And I followed the news of the Wii and the PlayStation 3 just eagerly as shit, because I was also following, the news of Metal Gear Solid 4 when the PS3 was being slapped together and hyped, and I like the hype cycle, man. So, just not much has been said about the Wii U other than, it's got a stupid name, it looks dumb, and here's its dumb controller, and you can only use one controller, and ain't that dumb. And we're finally getting a network on it, though. So, I don't know. Should be out within year's end. The Netflix, they announced a while ago, back when they announced Quickster and all that crap, they were going to start renting games. Well, those plans have been canceled. No more Netflix gaming thing. Maybe they couldn't work out a deal with distributors or publishers or whatever, because there's such anti-used games, such anti-renting sentiment. I'm surprised Redbox can fucking rent games, because after those games get rented, it goes to a distributor to be sold on the used market, and it's just fucking sad. 'Cause I really enjoyed the Redbox, but the games that they've had at Redbox have not changed since like late November, because that's when the last new games came out. So it was cool that all these new games were coming to it, but then the selection just sort of stopped, and so that's kind of shitty. But that easy renting, $2 a day, that got me to rent a lot of fucking games, like Sonic Generations, Rayman Origins, Deus Ex Human Revolution. I got to try those games out for like $2 to $6 and, beat the shit out of them. And that was awesome. So I was actually looking forward to, depending on what it costs, to checking out Netflix's service, which I guess would be a more fair competitor to Gamefly, which I've never heard anything that great about Gamefly, and the price for Gamefly is kind of shitty too, so I never wanted to try that shit out. So whatever, no more Netflix plans for game rentals. That's not happening. Another rumor. I probably should have grouped this up at the last, this, two stories ago, but the next Xbox will be on shelves by late 2013, so that might be hitting, the year after the Wii U. Whatever. It's supposed to, the other stories I read about it are saying it's going to be like 20% stronger than the Wii U. And, whatever, man. Now here is some hardware news worth fucking talking about. Neo Geo Portable. Ha. You're interested now, right? The Neo Geo Portable looks to be a little bit bigger than an iPhone. And the control stick on it looks kind of like the control stick on the Neo Geo Pocket Color. And Neo Geo Pocket, that little clicky stick, which is enjoyable. It's got four face buttons and an SD card slot. Now, this hasn't been confirmed yet, I don't think. I don't think this is like a solid factual thing. This story talks about it like it is, but SNK Playmore hasn't really said shit or confirmed anything. Now, this is going to be a licensed product. They're not actually making it, they're just giving it the go-ahead. So think of this like, that portable handheld thing that plays Sega Genesis carts, where it's licensed by Sega, but it's, not a real Sega thing. So think of it like that. It looks like really nice and slick hardware. There will be links in the show notes, but it comes preloaded with 20 SNK games. So it's going to have, your King of Fighters 94, That's the only one that stuck out in my head because I hate King of Fighters 94. I think that's a real shitty game. The difficulty is too fucking much when you're playing against the computer, so your only hope is to play against a real life human. But depending on the price, I'd absolutely want to own one of these. I would imagine that it's all digital distribution and you connect to a network and you download more SNK games. But that would be cool. It's a really slick piece of hardware. I think people should check out the story in the show notes when I post this podcast on the website. Because fucking do it, man. Neo Geo Portable. That's what we need more of. Hacked PS3 games running on a PlayStation Vita via Remote Play. There's some video attached to this. You're going to have to check it out in the show notes. But some dudes were playing Batman Arkham City on their Vitas. So you got to crack your PS3 and then you can do some jackassery with the Remote Play. I don't know, I just always include these stories just because, you know, you can check out the video and see it if it's cool. You know, it's something I saw that I was interested in passing. So, check that out. Microsoft is allegedly going to start phasing out Microsoft points. This is another one of those things that's not 100% confirmed. But instead of 80 points being a dollar, which I think is stupid, and they do that on purpose to, you know, confuse your mental math, you know, just because there's a lot of dipshits, they're not going to sit down and, you know, think, herp derp, 80, 160, I'm already fucking lost, I can't keep counting, was it 320 after that? I'm no fucking arithmetic magician. I've always thought the Microsoft point things are fucking stupid. I've always appreciated that the PlayStation Network is, this game is $5.99. Oh, I know what that means. And it means fucking $6. Give it this 99 cents bullshit. But whatever. So they might be phasing out the Microsoft points and start using actual, honest-to-goodness fucking currency. And it would be whatever your currency is, you know, fucking pounds, euros, whatever the fuck they use over there, your fucking yens, all that crap. So big, real big news. There's a trailer for the Doctor Who game. And it looks like sort of an action-y platformer. And the character River Song was there, which I enjoyed the character River Song the few times I saw her on Doctor Who. I have not seen the most current series. That's what you guys call seasons, right? Fucking series. Yeah, I haven't seen the newest one. I saw the first season after they switched to the new doofier-looking doctor. Bleh. That guy looks like a derp. Maybe I'll grow to not hate him like I grew to not hate the one before him. Because everybody loves their first doctor. That's just the way it is. It looks like a decent game. Looks like a nice little side-scrolly platformy thing. Hopefully I can get that shit for review, because, hell yeah, man, I don't like fucking games for review. It looks like something I would enjoy, you know. Hopefully it comes out on the US PSN. Hopefully this isn't a European exclusive. Which, you know, it may be. I might have to get one of my friends in the United Kingdom. Might have to PayPal them some funds and get a PSN card over there and put some PSN dollars on my account and buy that shit. Because I do have a European account that I've used for things before in the past. And that wouldn't be too much of a hassle to get. But, you know, check out the trailer. It's got Daleks or Daleks in it. And, fuck yeah, man. Daleks are sweet. There is This is completely just like a pointless thing, but I put it in the show notes. Just, I guess it's not that pointless. It's a YouTube video. There is a retro game idol in Japan, which just means there's a bitch. She likes retro games and has pictures of her in her underwear and bikinis and shit, and Japanese people love it because that's how their country works. They just have, like, I'm a fucking Pop-Tart idol. Look at me in my fucking Pop-Tart panties. And I guess that's how Japan works. But she has her own game museum, and it's like a pretty large area, and she's got a little sidekick with one of those Pac-Man hats on in the video. And for about $7, it's however many yen, but you know, in dollars, it's about $7 for an hour-long tour. And there's all kinds of old game stuff. There's like a shitload of magazines, a shitload of hardware, a shitload of games, just like tons of stuff. So this video is all in Japanese, but if you want to see a bikini model, you know, giving a personal tour of her video game museum, this is the video for you. You know, those are all things I'm interested in. And so check that out. There will be a link in the show notes. Check it out. Now, this is the last story that I got. Mass Effect 3 is coming out, and I mentioned before that there's going to be Mass Effect figures and that you could pre-order them on the on the BioWare web store. Well, there's going to be a couple different series of four figures, and you will be able to buy these individually. They're going to cost you about $18, which is pretty fucking overpriced. Or a set of four is going to run you about 70, which is too goddamn much for four toys. I could see going about $10 on these. I may, you know, if I have the money, we'll try to get the Garrus Vakarin figure because I like Garrus, one of my favorite characters in Mass Effect. But these figures are going to be coming with DLC, and I think it's going to be a little bit randomized based on what I was reading in the comments section. It may be randomized what you get, like, you know, not every Garrus figure is going to come with the same thing, type of shit. And so, you know, people are going to buy these, people are going to collect them all, people are going to get all their little stupid fucking DLCs, and this is what I hate. I hate the DLC that's like, you know, buy these Pop-Tarts, buy this cereal, buy some Mountain Dew, and you know, you can get a helmet. And BioWare is real fucking bad with this, man. The other Mass Effect games were just terrible with this. It's like, buy a case of Mountain Dew, get a in-game rifle, you know, get a quarter pounder with cheese, and get a fucking helmet. You want this glove? I bet you would love this glove. We'll pre-order it at this store only. Hate that shit. I want the entire fucking game. Put the entire game on the disc, and I'll buy that shit. Fucking dicks. Not go out and buy 17 figures that in total will cost $250, and then you get all the fucking helmets and the gloves. Maybe. And but ridiculous, I say. That's the last of the stuff on my show notes. I don't have any emails because I put this shit up late again. I need to stop doing that. Oh man, Tecmo Ball showed up. I think that was Shintai. Scrolling up. Because they are losing money because of the 3DS. Whoo. Blah 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 blah. Card slut. Let's see. You should bring some interesting figures here. Oh yeah, man. So the game adds a little bit of interesting details about Rivers' character, which I'm already interested. I mean, didn't she marry Doctor Who sometime in the future because he's a time traveler? Who the fuck knows? Yes, by Garrus figure get alternate outfit for Miranda. That'd be shitty. I'm not a big fan of that Miranda character. She just kinda looked like she needed to be punched in the face. Just need to be popped in the fucking mouth. Yeah, I'm excited about the Doctor Who game. If I have to, I will find someone in one of those PAL territories to buy me a PSN card and slide me the code. Yeah, it does suck that people did not show up to the chat room tonight. At least you showed up, Sean and Darth Talus. I need to hype this up, man. I need to hype this up. I need to release some videos on YouTube talking about, man, you Saturday night you gotta show up if you ain't got nothing else better. It's fucking January. What the hell are people out doing? Fucking salt in their driveways. Yeah, you know what, Darth Talus? Miranda had an alright looking body, but all the female characters in all the Mass Effect games have the exact same body. They all have the same ass. I'm an ass guy, so I noticed this. They all have the exact same amount of ass. There's like no variety to the butts. But and it's her face that was bothering me. Okay, you're talking about the most recent series of Doctor Who. Okay, see, I'm restricted to what's on Netflix, and the last thing they have with Doctor Who is the first season of the most current Doctor. That's where it ends on Netflix. So, I'm not gonna torrent that shit, you know? I'm just gonna wait till the new stuff shows up on Netflix, then I'll watch it. And I am interested in the River Song character. She is an interesting lady from what I've seen. I thought she was really cool in the first episode that she showed up in. That was just one of the episodes I enjoyed the most. Oh no. That's terrible news that they're removing Doctor Who stuff. I was watching, oh, what is it? Shit. What's that spin-off series of Doctor Who? There's multiple spin-off series, but oh no, the one with the gay dude is the captain, the gay World War II dude. That one. They removed the last season of that, so they just got seasons 1, 2, and 3. I had already finished watching all of that show that I can't think of the name of. Come on, chat room, help me out. I had watched all of it, but my mom was watching it, and she was on the last season. Torchwood, thank you. Thank you, Torchwood. My mom was watching the last season of Torchwood, and she got halfway through it, and then they removed it from Netflix. Now it's just seasons 1, 2, and 3. And that's a bummer that they removed just the fourth season. Like, these licensing issues with Netflix are a real problem. So, yeah, I'm glad I got through all of it. I guess I am going to have to be a little more devious in how I obtain the rest of Doctor Who. So, shit, I guess I might as well start looking now, right? That's a bummer, man. I like the ease of looking shit up on Netflix, man. So much better than piracy. Yeah, man, season 4 of Torchwood was really dark and just really good, and I just really enjoyed it. Stop bumming me out, Sean. They're taking off all the good shows. That is not going to be winning over any subscribers, not having amazing things. That's, yeah, not winning anything for anyone. It'd be nice if their contracts were a little more permanent. Whatever. At least I got to watch Doctor Who. I really enjoyed it. I'm glad I got into it. I do want to see the Sarah Jane Adventures because she aged pretty well. When she popped up on Doctor Who again, man, she still looked pretty damn good. Aged very well. Let's see. Well, I guess I'm done bullshitting my way through the episode. It was a short one. I didn't want to do the pre-recording thing. I'll see how my laptop acts, you know, between now and next week. And I'll try to have, oh, Jesus, Red Dwarf 2. No. I have most of Red Dwarf on DVD, so that's not as big of a loss, but Jesus, no. Yeah, so I'm gonna bring this episode to an end. I'll hang out in the chat room till you guys, and hang out in the chat room till you guys fucking get bored of talking to me. And let's see, yeah, so that fucking does it. I want to hear Sonya Go 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 again, so I'm gonna play it. I'm glad Death Adder requested that last week, so I ended up enjoying it. It's so cheesy. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Mondo Coolcast. It was short. It was sweet. Got to talk a little bit of Doctor Who. Talk a little bit of shit about the Xbox. These rumors that I'm hearing for the next Xbox are really sad, and I hope they're rumors. Because will not support at all if you have hardware controlled anti-used gaming. That is just a load of dickery. Yeah, so anyway, I'm gonna listen to Sonya Go 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 again, because that shit just amused me.